Now to our NewsHour share, something that caught our eye that may be of interest to you too. Patrice Banks used to feel uncomfortable in auto shops. Now she owns one and is on a mission to empower other women in the automotive industry. The NewsHour's Julia Griffin has this profile.
Outside Philadelphia, on a typical suburban street corner, sits an auto repair shop that, at first glance, looks like any other. Until you notice the employees, the decor, and those red heels.
So I have to ask, yeah. Do you always wear the red heels?
Only for you, Julia. Only for you. Only for PBS.
Patrice Banks is the owner of Girls Auto Clinic, a garage that caters to the automotive industry's number one customer, women.
I created Girls Auto Clinic to educate and empower women through their cars. And so what that means is we offer automotive buying and repair resources, services, and products to women.
The business was a long time coming for a woman who was once a car care novice.
I called myself an auto airhead, and I was. I hated all of my automotive experiences, right? I did put a post on Facebook, my car needs an oil change, but I'm going to go get a mani-pedi instead. And I did. The guys were like, this is why women shouldn't drive, right? You're going to be stuck on the side of the road with a blown engine. And my girlfriends were like, at least she'll look cute when she's thumbing it for a ride.
But outside of cars, Banks was no airhead. The first in her family to go to college, she was making six figures as a materials engineer at DuPont when a new calling beckoned.
I knew there was millions of women out there that were auto airheads or felt taken advantage of or mistreated by the industry and needed help.
At age 32, Banks enrolled in an automotive technology course at a local community college and was the only woman in her class. She also started hosting weekend car care workshops for women, an event that still sells out today. And eventually, she quit her job to apprentice at male-dominated garages.
It was rough. This dirty garage with a bunch of men that don't care, cursing, screaming, yelling at me. But again, I kept telling myself, like, Patrice, you're on a mission here, right? This is just growth. You're learning. You're not here for these people, right? You're here for women, and you're here to learn.
Finally, in January, Banks officially opened Girls Auto Clinic and made those red heels her signature logo. And in an industry where only 2% of mechanics are female, all of Banks' employees are women.
Our customers are excited to bring their children in to see us working on cars. This is the future, right? We want you to see that, yes, women can do these things.
But Banks also wants to shift the entire repair shop experience beyond just vehicles with her Clutch Beauty Salon just next door.
I thought, okay, have this place here where women are going to say, yes, I got to get my car oil changed, right? I'm going to get my nails done. So to be able to kill two birds with one stone, this is the cherry on top.
And if starting a business wasn't enough, Banks has released the Girls Auto Clinic Glove Box Guide.
You're not supposed to put it on the bookshelf. It's not a cover-to-cover read. I want people to be able to use it to find it helpful.
In the end, Banks says she just wants to give women a leg or a heel up in the automotive field.
We're working in it not just as mechanics, but as salesmen, women selling cars to women, women engineers, women designers. I'm hoping Girls Auto Clinic can create this type of movement for the industry.
Banks plans to expand that movement by franchising Girls Auto Clinic in other cities. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Julia Griffin in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Such a great idea. Let's hope it expands all over the country.